Here's a 6 a.m. special for you. If I told you a man was killed, almost killed, by Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle, is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle exploded in a man's face and nearly took his life.
Well, I'm glad.
Are you glad?
That he survived. That he's okay. He survived her vagina candle.
Colby Watson, all it says here is a Texas man. And who knows? He could be listening to this program right now. Colby, can you run by my house, pick up the trash can? It's still on its side. He bought, is this really the name of it? The candle is called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Yeah, and this is like 2 years old.
She's from Goop. Yeah, I remember when we did the story about Gwyneth Paltrow putting out a candle that allegedly had the essence of her essence. It says on the website that the This Smells Like My Vagina candle should not be burned for more than 2 hours at a time. Now, what's up with that? I've heard before you have to let your vagina candle rest sometimes. That if you
can wear it out.
Yeah. If you use up your vagina candle too quickly at once, like it could be out of commission for a week or longer, and that's not any good. You don't want to have that.
Yeah. It does seem weird. Like, I'm like, surely you should be able to use that vagina candle as much as you possibly can. Like, it should be designed and
right
through everything, but I guess not.
Just till it's down to the nub, and then you just get a new one.
I also just feel like he's kind of overstating his prowess at causing this vagina candle to explode. Because I saw the pictures.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look, it was definitely burning, but explosion?
Oh, I have not seen pictures. They say you shouldn't burn it for more than 2 hours at a time. He said that he was burning it for 3 hours or less. So did you violate the rules, didn't violate the rules? He says the warning is insufficient. Oh, by the way, almost killed. He was not injured.
Yeah.
the guy was not hurt. But
it burnt his nightstand.
He says someone could be injured. And so that is why he's suing for $5 million. So as to teach them a lesson. Teach them goopers a lesson so that nobody can ever get hurt by an exploding vagina candle ever again.
I am firmly on board anti-goop all the way, no matter what it is.
Okay.
I don't care.
What's your problem with goop?
It's made-up nonsense. You know how your ex-wife...
What's more made-up nonsense, goop, Bitcoin?
Goop.
Really?
Goopcoin.
Goopcoin,
that's what we do. Yeah. You can only mine it in Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina coin.
I'm excited to hear this ex-wife reference.
What else? Like, one of the big things with goop are apparently stones that you put up your vagina. And so, like, that's something that ex-wife would call you about. Like, hey, you remember she wanted you to buy her
she never
that
called
gym
me or, about a vagina stone.
No,
right?
But she some crystal that her guru had that was harnessed to her chi. It's like that, and then you stick it up there to balance your pH or something.
Is this Wikipedia?
No, that's a thing.
Goop sells insertable rocks?
Yes. That you're supposed to, I think they're called eggs?
Now it's indecent, okay? Everything that we had done before was journalism. What you're doing right now is indecent, sir.
Wellness jade egg.
You're putting our license in danger.
It's right over there.
Don't read anymore, okay? We could be off the air before the next Stain song. Knock it off.
Oh, I just got flagged for a pop-up.
Goop says, quote, "We're confident this claim is frivolous in an attempt to secure an outsized payout from a press-heavy product. We stand behind the brands we carry and the safety of the products as well," end quote. Heavy vagina candle.
I mean, this is not the first time I've heard reports of that vagina blowing up. Candle. Nailed it.
No good.
I don't understand the stigma behind men getting mani-pedis. Have either one of you ever gotten a mani-pedi? Oh, okay,
yeah.
not a mani, a pedi.
Right.
Yeah. Mani's
pedicure.
Hands.
I mean, my big toe is still pink.
From,
Whoa, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
from
you
the last
weren't
time
lying.
I went.
Okay. So
I
you
love
have
a good
mani-pedi.
I don't know. Look, the reason why is because men are it's hanging on to the caveman days of where you were like, oh, that makes you a wuss because you're getting your feet pampered or stuff like that. That's
right.
Where the stigma comes from. Also, guys are just like, I don't want anybody touching my foot. What if it makes me gay? That kind of thing, I think, is where you're still running
into. It's normally a woman.
Yeah, that does it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That does it.
I'm just saying, like, I think it's that mentality of why guys aren't into it. And I just say, like, have one. Try it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. What do you think, Jason?
I don't see any stigma. I don't have anything against it, but I also am not into it. Like, it doesn't...
Well, then it sounds like you have stigma against it. If you don't want to have it done, then why not?
No, I mean, it's... what is a good example? I would say it's similar to, like... the dentist. Like, I'm not afraid of the dentist. Mm-hmm. I don't, dislike the dentist. I just would go to, if I needed dental work, I go to the dentist.
So when every 6 months you should get a mani-pedi along with your dental hygiene, right?
Right. But I don't think that I don't know that my feet require any sort of attention. I would say that they're in fine shape right now.
See, that's how my dad argues it too. When I went home this weekend, you know, my mom and I went and got mani-pedis, just the pedi, not the mani. And we invited my dad along, we always do, and he was like, no. I'm like, why? You said no for my whole almost 23 years of existing. I don't understand why. And he was like, well, I can do it
at
home.
Forever.
He was like, I can just do this all at home.
Uh-huh.
I can trim my own toes at home. And I was like, but it's more than that.
Well, look, you could fix your teeth. Just stick with Jason's analogy at home. Just, you know, get a good mirror, proper lighting. But I'm going to let somebody else take care of that for me.
I feel like, I probably need some expertise there.
When I go, you know, you get the experts and they shave off all of the calluses underneath. They get like a whole cheese grater and shave them off. But it's so nice.
I don't like when she takes that scrapey thing on me. I don't care for that. It's like weird, tickly slash like I don't know. I don't garner any pleasure from any part of the petty experience.
Well, like that is a good what you're talking about, like because they're getting dead skin, so you don't feel it. But I'm always afraid that they're gonna get apart, like they're just gonna go too high up on my foot or something, and it's just gonna next thing I know I'm bleeding into like
get
the little foot thing.
A fresh little strip.
But again,
down there.
You know, it's never happened to me.
I've never heard of that happen.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Would you get your nails painted? You got your nails painted.
Yeah.
Toenails, yeah, for sure.
Yes, because I know that some men that go don't paint their nails.
That was a professional pedicurist who did that? I thought that was just like Nick got high and decided to paint his toes one
weekend. No, it's if I was hanging out with our friend Lauren. I hadn't seen her in a while, and we were making plans to go do something. We're like, hey, let's go get,
You guys
pedis.
Went on a pedi date?
Yeah. Okay. And it was the place down by Northridge ACC that was like next door to the Double Daves. I don't know what it was called.
Did you get pizza afterwards?
I did.
Oh, nice.
I did. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Good. My Double Days, like I'm going to get some
day.
Rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lady that did my foot was delighted that I wanted to paint my toenails. Like, she was like,
good.
Really? I was like, yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I say delighted. Oh. They were just laughing at me.
Oh.
So...
But it was a happy laugh. You made their day. You know they went home and they told everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's why you should do it though, Jason, is because I don't know what they teach you in petty training academy, but they are doing like whatever like aggressive bicep curls because they when they do the foot massage.
Oh, you're right.
Oh my God. Like they get in there.
The one I go to also does a leg massage too.
Mm-hmm. I'm a very soft person. Yeah. I think I like a light touch, and so yeah.
Just tell them.
But if you're saying they get in there on the whole thing,
it's like his weed brownie experience. He needs half.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I've told myself.
I'm a delicate spirit.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have not had a petty. I do not believe. In like 20 years. As a matter of fact, I think this might be my only experience was my, for whatever reason, mom took me to get a pedicure.
Because she's a great mom. That's
Valentine's
why.
Day, if that makes sense or adds up somehow. And
specials?
Yeah, my experience, I think a lesser man would have been scarred forever. I don't care. It did not affect me in any way. But in the middle of performing my petty whatever situation, the woman who was doing it, she got up and just left for a second. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, well, what's the big deal? And eventually her manager came over and apologized to me. And she said, hey, I don't want you to take offense or anything like that. She's pregnant. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
Did she take one look at your crooked toe and vomited?
Did your foot trigger her?
Apparently, I was not aware of it. But yeah, she got up and went to the bathroom and was loudly vomiting in the other room. I'm back from Vegas. It was a minimally profitable trip. I suppose it could be worse. Not complaining. I believe that if my accounting is correct, I believe I won $31, which you know, will cover almost an entire night's worth of mini bar snacks.
Yeah,
almost. I found.
But I think it was this time on was it Friday, Nick, that we were discussing. I was basically asking, is it creep? So the Wynn where I was staying, they have European style pool. That means topless sunbathing is allowed.
Oh.
And I was
it
just
also smokes.
What's that? The pool smokes.
Yeah.
I guess it was all in my head that I had decided that it was weird or creepy that I was going to go there by myself, and people were like, "Yeah, just go do the stuff." And I don't know if they got word or what the situation was. No topless ladies at the topless pool.
Oh, yeah. Nobody was bold enough.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
Like with Vegas, if that's like a big attraction for their hotel, they should hire some ladies to be like
some
undercover.
Plants. I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
undercover topless European,
just to get the ball rolling. Because I was like, hey, you know, maybe you guys don't know. Did you see the sign? It says, mm-hmm. "Topless sunbathing is allowed."
I wouldn't want to be the only one.
Check out the sign,
like
guys.
The idea that you're tapping the sign, like normally it would say, like no glass by the pool or no diving. You're like, hey,
I'm like, hey,
ladies, hello,
take the hint, ladies. Right. Yeah, because I wouldn't feel comfortable being the first one to go all for it, go all out. So if I had some inspiration around me, well, it might be intimidating. They can't hire like models.
The pool scene in Vegas has gone downhill. Just in that, I don't know if it's been like the last 10 years or so, but now it's become like it's like the club, basically.
I feel like it's since the entire cast of Jersey Shore had kids. It's been downhill since then. That took a big hit once they all became parents. And
because they had
responsibilities.
You know what? A lot of kids in Vegas. Like more kids than I'm used to seeing.
It's because they're all on online school. Well, so their parents are like, this is a perfect opportunity for Jimmy
to have
COVID.
That's probably because, I remember, because you're not, the kids are not allowed in the casino. Yeah. You know, you can walk, you know, to the elevator and to the front door and whatever. But yeah, like I remember seeing them up on the, you know, in the hallway of the room. And I'm like, what are you doing with the kid all day? Because you want to go
school.
Do Vegas things, right? They're probably right. They probably just fire up the iPad and be like, okay. Go do school. Mm-hmm. We're going to go party at 11 a.m.
I just like the idea that when Las Vegas shut down for the pandemic and all of the tourists stopped coming, that just feral children took over the streets. And now they just roam.
They said, it's our time.
Yes.
A lot of kids. I noticed a lot of kids in Vegas. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
It also might be I'm in a different. Normally I'm at the Rio or one of the wherever the World Series of Poker is. So are the families just going to the Wynn? Is that what's happening there?
I don't know Las Vegas, the economics of the hotels, what's a good one, what's not a good one.
It's a nicer hotel than where the World Series is, usually.
Okay. Yeah.
It was, you remember, so I told you earlier how I went to the dispensary, upon attempting to re-enter the Wynn, the security guard told me that I wasn't allowed to bring those things in here, and kind of wink-wink told me, go outside, put it in your pocket.
See, that's when you grab one of those kids, and you're like, hey, hold this real quick.
But he very much judgment style said, you're not staying here, are you? And I was like, yes, I am a guest of the hotel. He's like, oh, okay, well then go outside and
He saw your flip flops and your Nike shorts.
What were you wearing?
You know what? I was reasonably dressed, but I was.
You know, you also told us earlier that you lost some shorts. Were you just bottomless? You bottomless at the topless pool.
You got confused.
I'm telling you.
You said, I thought this was a bottomless pool.
House.
You're wearing a t-shirt. You were like Winnie the Pooh style out and about.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Alex.
What's up?
What's up, Alex? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck. New friend Emily, it's your first chance to push the buttons.
All righty.
All right, Alex, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer three questions, and if you get more right than Jason, you're going to get the prize that I've already forgotten what it is, but we'll figure it out in post. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Your choices today are band name synonyms, famous love triangles, or books with names in the title.
I'll go with the love triangles.
All right. Good.
Ooh,
man, Alex.
Juicy.
Let's see. This is also originally famous Cucks trivia. because Jason was talking about how everybody's an alpha to him now and they've identified him as a beta, blah, 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 blah. But that's fine. Number one, which of King Arthur's knights had a tragic love affair with his wife, Guinevere? Which of King Arthur's knights?
No idea. Let's go Charles.
That's a good guess. Sir Lancelot is what we were looking for.
Of course.
Sir Lancelot, which I don't know if that was an intended double entendre there, but let's find out. Let's not find out. Let's just go to the next one. Which two X-Men formerly competed for the heart of Jean Grey, but now live together in a throuple on the moon?
I don't think I'm going to get the names right, but Beast, that guy that turns into a blue monster, and whichever one shoots the lasers out of his eyes.
Oh, you were so close. Cyclops and Wolverine, who is not the blue one, who's not Beast, but he was very close. Very,
beastal. Very close.
Yes. And finally, what San Antonio Spurs star allegedly had a sexting relationship with the wife of a teammate that led to both couples' divorce? Which San Antonio Spurs star?
I mean, no idea, but Tony Parker?
That is correct.
Woo!
Yeah. Hold on, Alex. I'm going to get Jason back in here. The other one. That one. There you go, Emily. Get Jason back in here. I think he might be able to do this, but we'll find out.
What did you do, Emily?
She did it good. She did good.
I did good.
Oh, she broke your headphones on day one.
Oh.
No, these aren't mine. Mine are broken. These are.
Those are mine.
These are not yours.
Marty wrecking things.
These were given
here.
To me by building manager Chuck Loesch.
Okay, first of all, that's a lie. I got them from Chuck. Second of all, yes. I bought new headphones. I replaced those, gave Chuck his back. So those are mine. Doesn't matter.
You snuck your headphones onto my head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I saw him do it.
Emily's wearing my headphones too. I'm all living rent-free in your heads today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're in my head.
Interesting way to plant your flag around here to make yourself irreplaceable is just to buy two pairs of headphones.
Do radio without them.
All right. I would suggest, coming up with some content or some sort of idea like that. That might be a better idea, but keep buying stuff. That's fine.
What are we doing right now? Who made these questions? Boom. Alex.
Boom.
Chose.
Boom. Mic drop.
Famous Cucks trivia.
Wow.
Which, this has been long enough that I've renamed it Famous Love Triangles.
Okay.
So, but yeah, and he got one correct.
Okay.
These are all questions
about Famous Love Triangles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one, which of King Arthur's knights had a tragic love affair with his wife, Guinevere? Which of King Arthur's knights?
King Arthur, Guinevere.
Just tapping it on the side.
Side piece.
I don't know any of those
Think
things.
Side piece.
King. Give me King Richard.
No.
That's a king, though, right?
That is a king.
Yeah.
It's a real king, yeah.
Okay.
So why did you go with King Ralph? But we were looking for Sir Lancelot. Lancelot.
The other knight of the round-ish table and side pieces.
I don't know any knight things, man.
Number two, which two X-Men formerly competed for the heart of Jean Grey, but now live together in a throuple on the moon?
All right, do that whole thing again for me.
Which two X-Men formerly competed for the heart of Jean Grey, but now live together in a throuple on the moon?
So I got to name two X-Men?
Mm-hmm. Which two are always after Jean Grey?
I don't know two.
Do you know one?
Wolverine.
Please say Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's the Star Trek guy that you like. With the eye visor, LeVar Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not an X-Men.
I know, but you frequently mix up all the universes. It's, withdrawn.
I'm going to go with Wolverine and Storm.
No.
Perfect pair, huh?
Cyclops and Wolverine.
Cyclops keeps getting me in this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Storm, that an X-Men?
She is an X-Men, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, you're trying to get me to go with Reading Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. Nobody gets your references.
All right, number three, for the tie. What San Antonio Spurs star allegedly had a sexting relationship with the wife of a teammate that led to the divorce of both couples?
Tony Parker.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that the one Alex got?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right, Alex, in the case of a tie, as we have here, Nick will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever is closest you may go over will be the winner. Nick?
Not including the one on his teammate, how many career blocks did Tony Parker have in his 18 seasons?
Well played. Career total blocks.
Yep.
Huh.
In 18 seasons, how many career blocks? Tony Parker have.
Don't sing along with me. That's the thing that I have. Don't reel it in over there. Okay, hold on. I can do this. All right. There. Okay, Alex, how many blocks career for Tony Parker?
I don't think it was a lot, so let's go 690.
Okay. I mean, he's a short guy, but he's also guarding short guys. He should block them sometime. I do think it's a small number because Nick has made such a big... I don't know. I'm going only 202.
98
for Tony Parker.
Oh. I mean, 98 blocks.
What up with that, man? There's a Chick-fil-A sauce shortage now.
Mm-hmm.
When are things going to get better, guys?
I have some bad news for you, my friend.
A chicken wing shortage? What's that?
Just about things getting better.
Is it not on the horizon?
I'm not saying they're not going to get better, but it's like 2023, man.
Before things get better?
Yeah.
Okay. And by that, you mean that we have sauce again?
Just that we will start having all these problems and shortages and things.
Chick-fil-A says that they are now offering customers just one dipping sauce cup per item ordered because they're having a nationwide sauce shortage. Now, I'm not a big Chick-fil-A guy. Emily, you do Chick-fil-A?
Oh, I do Chick-fil-A. I kind of sort of, unfortunately, turn a blind eye to most of their morals and say,
the terrible things that they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their chicken is so good. And especially the Chick-fil-A sauce. I went to HEB and bought a giant bottle of their Chick-fil-A sauce as soon as it came out. So I'm big Chick-fil-A sauce fan. So this makes me sad.
You're stocked up, though. You're good?
I'm good. Well, I'm stocked up, you know.
Do you think there's a black market developing for Chick-fil-A sauce?
See,
is that
now
possible?
I'm worried about
people
breaking in.
They had their trunk was open, and they were just filling trash bags of the Chick-fil-A sauce. They were stocking up to sell them online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
That's what's happening with the gasoline on the East Coast.
What is it? I don't even know. Is it like
I'm literally Googling to try to figure out what their sauce
is. It's like a barbecue sauce.
Really?
Well,
I thought it would have been more like a tangy honey mustard type thing.
It's a mixture of honey mustard, barbecue sauce, and ranch dressing, which...
Yep.
Now I'm in Chick-fil-A. I love mixing my sauces.
It's a mixture of, what were they again?
Honey mustard, barbecue sauce, and ranch dressing.
And it's all in one sauce? That sounds terrible.
No.
That sounds
gross.
It's so good. It's tangy. It's sweet.
You put some sriracha in that. Make it spicy. Ooh, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Augmenting it further? Are you adding more things to it?
You can always add to sauces, man. That's how they work.
Yeah. Have you seen what people have done? Like on TikTok with all the Chick-fil-A goodies, they're like creating their own items.
Jason and I are all over TikTok.
Yeah.
Let me explain.
For the listeners who may not be as TikTok
affluent
as
we are. Of course. Yeah. They basically are taking Chick-fil-A nuggets and sauce and kind of tossing them in sauce like wings.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then they put it over the French fries and a bed of their mac and cheese and they mix it all together.
You guys might have converted me to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I was
that,
out.
None of that sounds good to me, honestly.
No.
Like, that does not sound...
I mean, it sounds like a long night on the bathroom.
Yeah, that's probably... Last night was the night that I declared, the universe will cuck me no more! And the universe says, yeah, we will. We are going to.
All right.
I don't know if you know about
I'm
all these...
I'm picturing you like Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump yelling at a storm.
I don't know if you're aware of these things, Emily, but yeah, just recently the world has identified me as a weak spirit. And there's a microwave warranty man and a pool destroyer and
the dog with going after your trash can.
Homeless, yeah, the trash can.
Homeless man took
that.
An interest-free $20 loan from me for 24 hours. Look, rewind if you want to hear any of that. Go look for it. But last night I was like, that we're going to put a stop to this. I'm strengthening my spirit. And I'm driving over to Bumbleina, my girlfriend's house, just to hang, to get some quality time in.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm just violently hungry. But also, my mouth tastes weird because I just ate eggs and mushrooms
and
for
mushrooms.
Dinner. And I was like, I shouldn't show up like this. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stop off, get myself some gum. I don't ever chew gum. It's not really. I'm not a gum guy. And then I was like, you know what? I'll get Bumbleina. Only eats candy, and so I'll get her. She likes this Haribo Star Mix thing because she's a psycho and can't just settle on the bears or the twin
bears.
Snakes or the cherries.
She wants to eat the stars.
She's got to get the mix. And so I was like, I'll stop somewhere on the way and pick that up. And we're approaching a CVS, and I'm like, that place looks easy to dart in and out of. They probably got what I need there as well. And I was like, you know what? I need Tylenol. It's similar to gum.
I'm a very infrequent
Tylenol user, but I noticed the other day that I'm out. So I was like, I'll get that, and that'll be a good excuse to go into the CVS. And
you get like that big giant bottle with like 5,000 Tylenol, right?
Here's another one. I don't know how much Tylenol is supposed to cost either because
it's so much.
And CVS with their pricing, and you got to have the card. And
you
got to
get
things.
Some Walinol.
It was $9.99 for the 100 capsules of the knockoff Tylenol.
That's probably pretty good.
Ten cents per capsule. I'm like, that seems fair.
Well, but if it's two capsules for it to work, that might.
I mean,
whatever,
even I'm gonna take three each time, and that's but 30 cents to stop feeling the pain. That doesn't seem too extravagant. So I'm like, okay, sure, grab that. I walk to the front. Their candy I assume the candies are going to be right at the under the register there. The candy selection is just decimated. I don't know what's going on, CVS, but they had like one bag of Sour Patch Kids and that was it. And I was like, well, if I can't get the candy here, I'm not going to go through. So then I'm walking back to put the Tylenol away. and on the way back, I see, they have a whole candy aisle at CVS. Good on you, candy CVS. And so I go down the candy aisle and I find the Star Mix thing that she likes, and it says buy one get second for 50% off.
Well, you got
to
deal.
And you know how my brain works, Nick. I'm not just gonna just then buy one.
No,
and so
go buy four.
No, thank God. I was like, okay, so I'm getting her two candies. Best boyfriend ever. So I get her two bags of the Star Mix because the second one's 50% off, and the candy, and then I grab myself some gum. I check out. There's a nice Asian lady who rings me out. It doesn't matter that she's Asian. It's just a detail. Although it might matter here in a second. She's booping the things and dropping them in a bag. And I'm looking at the screen because I'm like, do I have to tell her this one is buy the second one, get 50% off? What are the rules here? The computer should know, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
and then I think that I see that the computer has identified it correctly. And then I see her third boop on the candy. She's triple booped the candy.
How dare she?
My card's already in. It just runs the thing, says, please remove card. I'm like, hang on, I think she just charged me three times for the candy. I only have two candies. And the transaction is over. I know because I received this. I don't know how CVS operates, but I have.
Is that taller than you?
Four
That's as
feet
tall as a,
of receipts
as a child.
From CVS. This is what happens, apparently, when you go to CVS, is they give you this much receipt. And so she hands it to me
for
four items, two candies, a gum, and Tylenol. And I'm walking out, and I have to find in the 4 feet here where is the actual transaction. And as I'm walking away, I see that yes, she scanned the Haribo Star Mix three times. All right. It's $2.99, and I'm walking out of the store. And Nick, you know my normal calculus on this whole thing. It's like $2-$3. I ain't gonna go back and have an interaction with a human being and get my $3 back.
But you had promised the universe.
But yes, I was like, I am sick and tired of the world just saying, "There's Jason Dick, weak spirit. Let's take his money. We could just take his money. We could just charge him for three Star Mixes when he only got two."
Please tell me there is security footage of you sitting in your Tesla, like psyching yourself up. Like,
no,
you should go in.
I didn't even
there.
Make
go
it.
In there. Go
I
in there.
Didn't even make
you
it back
it.
Outside. I got to the door and I'm slow, so like taking small steps, reading the receipt. And I'm like, is this really? And I'm doing the math in my. I said to myself, okay, you can turn around. There's no line. You can go right back to her, explain her mistake, and then If you can get in and out of this interaction in 3 minutes, this will have been worth it, okay?
Yeah.
A dollar a minute is worth your time, Jason. You're worth the time and obstacle to go do this. So I turn around and I go
Speak
back.
Your truth.
And I say to the lady, I'm like, I'm afraid you charged me for 3 star mixes, and I only have 2 here. And she then starts the process of like, I mentioned her Asian-ness, and I don't want to give it. She did not say any words to me. She didn't say any. There was a lot of mumbling that went on, and at no point did she communicate that she understood that she'd made an error or anything like that. But she takes the receipt. She takes my bag of things. She takes all the things out of the bag. She scanned the receipt. She started scanning my items again. I'm looking at the screen. There's a bunch of negative numbers now going up there. At some point, she calls another associate over.
Oh, my goodness.
At this point, there's now like two people behind me in line.
You're sitting there sweating.
I'm like, this is my nightmare. This is exactly why you don't do this.
All you needed was somebody like that third person line to be like, is that Jason Dick from the radio?
Oh, yeah.
And so eventually her associate friend explains to me that she charged me for 3 candies and a Tylenol, and I have 3 candies and a Tylenol. And I was like, I have 2 candies, gum, and a Tylenol. And she goes, candy, 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 and points at the gum on the third one. And I'm like, this is a candy? And she goes, yeah, that's candy. And I was like,
$2.99.
And then I'm in my brain. I'm like, how much is gum? I don't know. Is gum $2.99? What are the rules of gum? I don't know the answer.
It depends on what kind of gum it is.
And the inflation, the gum inflation.
I looked down at I started a stopwatch to say 3 minutes. Can we get in and out of this? It's now 5 minutes, 22 seconds. And so I was like, I can't. I was like, pursuing this any further, I'm just making it worse. Yeah. I'm just making it worse. So not only did I not get this corrected, I think I overpaid for gum, and I walked away after apologizing to them. After I told the lady, I'm sorry, my mistake.
Please tell me she just gave you the double finger salute as you're going out.
But I can't, that surely is not right, right? Gum's not a candy. She goes, candy, candy, candy. I'm like, no, that one's gum. Big news out of Affluence Hill. For those of you not aware, I got a new dog. We have a new dog, Bumbleina. My girlfriend is moving in July. And
Bogey in the City on Instagram.
I believe we discussed responsibly waiting until we were actually cohabitating to find a dog. She immediately found some dog and fell in love with it and said, this is going to be our dog. So we have a dog now. And she's going out of town this weekend. And so it's the first time that the dog is sleeping over at daddy's house without the mommy. And I've kind of joked like how I feel like a newly divorced dad. Never been a dad, so I'm not even sure how that works. But I'm just like, now I feel like extra pressure to make sure that the kids have a good time on my weekend. So as to, I don't want to fall too far behind in the parenting race. I really want him to like me, okay? I just want him to love me.
You should buy him a Nintendo Switch. That's what divorced dads do.
Does that work? I mean, what is the equivalent for a dog? I mean, just overload him with treats?
Get him a good, like, chew toy.
Get him a good chew toy, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't have, like, you know, real significant plans or anything like that other than we're just going to chill at the house all weekend. I could use for a weekend like that as well. But I am sort of... So, Silo J, I have not had a dog for a couple of years, and I have not had a puppy for nearly 2 decades, I guess. And Silo J, when he was a young dog, not a whole lot of accidents. Not an accident-prone dog.
Very respectable.
We had a backyard, and yeah, I would he would spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I think he quickly figured out that I'm supposed to go out here.
Yeah.
And so... She's telling me about how he's peeing on a lot of things, and I watched him. I was over there over for an hour or so last night.
Okay, here, first of all, with the whole peeing thing, I know that you've recently had a problem where the world thinks they can cuck you. So if he pees on something, you have to immediately pee on it, because that's how dogs mark their territory and dominance. So you have to maintain that. Don't let Bogey.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to show him.
He pees on it.
I'm the dad.
You pee on it even more.
You're the puppy.
Exactly.
Okay. Is the dog question amnesty. Is this possible? Because, yeah, I was over there for an hour last night, and I witnessed a couple of, indoor accidents, in addition to several
yes,
trips outside.
You have to give your dog water. You can't just cut him
off
of water.
I'm not trying.
That won't eliminate the pee.
I'm not trying to the thirst strike my dog, okay? I want him to be well hydrated. But here's the thing, is she is, now when he goes outside and does his business outside, she rewards him with a treat.
Yeah.
She also just keeps the water bowl filled all the time.
What a good dog owner.
Right. Or is my dog the smartest dog in the world and has figured out that if he goes outside and pees, he gets a treat? So he's like, I'm going to get a treat, then I'm going to go slurp some water, and then in a few minutes I'm going to have to go outside and pee again. And then it's like we're on like, seven treats a day for my guy.
Well, you'll break him with that habit.
Has he figured this system out?
I've only met Bogey once when he was in the studio last week or whenever that was. If you want to, you can go to our YouTube page and see it. It's on the blog all over the place. He's adorable. He does not seem that intelligent to me.
Wait, what?
And I am
How
on the record
you?
Of being anti what I called a mop dog. So
yeah.
Perhaps that's just my anti-mop dog bias. But he would go and lay down right behind Bumbleina's chair that rolls. I'm like, that's a dangerous place, Bogey. Like, you need that.
Well, look, this is a new terrain for him.
Sure.
He's learning the lay of the land.
He's also
like weeks old.
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be smart already?
I mean,
I think the internet will tell you that the Pyrodoodle are among the smarter, capacity dogs. The potential to be smart is there.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
You're telling me that he's not solved the system of.
Just, I saw him several times like take way too long to just stand up. He's very wobbly, very unsure of himself.
I don't think that makes
him
dumb.
He already takes after his dad, where he's just a wuss. Everything scares him.
He's better about that. Okay. He's already.
Profiling your dog,
but man,
he does
just like to lay down, which
yes.
I approve of. Sometimes he'll just. She's convinced that she's taught him to sit, and I'm like, I think it's just his natural stance is to sit.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to stand.
Yeah, to teach him to stand, then we'll be impressed. Google Trends just turned 15 years old, guys. Ever check out the Google Trends? It's basically where they have analyzed all the search data, and this always leads to some fun. Weird things that people have been searching for. And here are the five questions people have searched for the most in the past 15 years.
Okay.
Now, first of all, why are you searching a question? Okay.
I search questions.
You search.
That's
you,
how you get an answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You type in an entire question.
Yeah. Hey, I remember Ask Jeeves.
Uh huh.
So I'm influenced by.
You don't
Ask
remember
Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves?
Yes, I do.
Somebody told you about Ask Jeeves.
No, we had it on our Mac. Yes, we did.
Wow.
What was Lycos? You know Lycos things?
You don't know?
You stumped
that was,
me there. Yeah.
That
you
was just, it was a dog there. That would go fetch right. whatever your answers were.
InfoSeek.
Oh, that's fun.
I was an InfoSeek guy for a little while.
I also liked the paperclip whenever you do Microsoft Word. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he would like tell you things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I
like
him.
You're trying to write
he's
a letter.
Still out, he's still
yeah.
Doing it, right?
No.
No.
The paperclip is gone?
No, he's retired.
Oh,
he
what
retired.
Happened? What happened to the paper?
People hate Clippy.
Did he get canceled?
Yeah.
Little, what did he
toxic.
Do? He
got a little
scandal.
Too Clippy.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Looks like you're trying to send some nudes. Get at Clippy.
All right. I guess Googling a question is a thing that people do. Mm-hmm. Some of these, though, are you kidding me? What time is it? People are Googling what time it
okay,
is.
Okay, that's
is it.
Dumb.
On a computer or a phone
right.
that has
literally,
it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm almost positive whatever device you're on will tell you the time.
Yeah.
In fewer steps than it is to Google it.
Does it count? Are these questions, too, that could go through like a Google Home device? Because that might work.
If you are saying, okay, Google,
that is smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The answer's
always.
Because
I talk to my Google constantly, and I do ask my Google what time is
do
it.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does it always say it's Jason Dick and Friends time?
No, but you can listen to yeah. Jason Dick and Friends on the Google Home.
Does it? Do you like the thing where you just ask what the weather's going to be?
Oh, every morning. I did
really?
That before I left. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it was my friend during the pandemic. It will tell you jokes. You could play games with it.
See, we've reached the point where it's in Texas, and I was like, I'm like, it doesn't matter what the weather is right now. I know eventually, sometime today, it's going to be hot, and I just plan for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or cold. It's been all over the place recently.
But it will eventually be hot. Yesterday started out cold. It ended up being hot. I took a jacket on a walk, and then halfway through, I had to turn around and go back home because it was like 9
It's hot, man.
Yeah.
How to tie a tie. I guess that's a reasonable thing. Yeah,
I would Google
search
that.
For.
I mean, I don't wear ties, but
how many ounces?
I go bow.
You know, I can tie a tie, but I don't do it correctly. I don't know what.
I don't know how to do like a fancy double Windsor or something that anything has a name. I know how to do it, but
like I can. It looks normal-ish once I've got it going on. But yeah,
no, on you they always look a little bit tight. It's a little too tight.
My tie looks too tight.
A little too tight.
What are you talking about?
I think it might be your neck.
I think my neck is perfectly fine. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
But I know that I'm not doing it correct. Somehow I've made up a step or added a step in there. Where am I?
That was good.
Something to Google.
That's kind of terrifying.
How many ounces in a cup?
16?
Is that right?
No.
No, 16 ounces in a pound.
I'm Googling it as we speak. How?
Ounces in a cup? I don't know. Is that a real conversion? Can you do that?
It is like 8 ounces.
It's 8?
Ah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I knew it was reverse divisible by 16.
Reverse divisible by 16. All right. And this is unfortunate. People are Googling how to kiss. Is that something the internet will tell you?
Not that I have experience or anything, you know, growing up with the internet, but there are videos teaching you how to kiss.
Well, I mean, first of all, is you make contact with the teeth at all times, maintain teeth contact.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You want to build up a huge amount of saliva when you get going, so it's just a nice wet kiss. Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Oh, yeah. These sound like great ideas.
You lick their lips.
Their lips,
That's how you lick their lips. Yeah.
If you really like them, you sneak a little tongue up the nostril.
Up the nostril?
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to do it French style.
That's only if you're very serious about them. Yeah, that's not just anybody. Can't just
show off the moves.
Exactly. No, you got to marry that person.
Nick, noted drug consumer.
That's right.
And now has brought us a new drug review. Is that something we're going to do around here? Is reviewing drugs? Is this going to get us in trouble?
I think everything's fine.
This is allegedly legal, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Legal.
Really?
Legal.
Well, I mean, regular marijuana is legal.
No, Nick, that's not.
It's legal.
That's false.
Lots of places.
Decriminalized.
Lots of places.
Transitive properties of Colorado,
right.
Okay.
What is this? I think I actually know about this.
The bottle looks beautiful.
Yeah. We had talked about this, I think, a while back. I don't know why we were talking about drugs other than we always do. but lots of people reached out and said that I should look into this thing called Delta 8, which is very Nickipedia, is like a couple of chemicals off of whatever is in marijuana that causes THC that we all have been used to getting high with.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have that kind of like that high. It's supposed to, I guess this is medical marijuana in its purest intentions because it gives you all the other benefits. But it doesn't mess you up where you're like, hey, man.
So it deletes the fun part.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And what is this called again? To make sure that we get the name out there so that they can properly sue us.
Well, the
and or deliver us free product, right?
And
well, this is called Hometown Hero, which supports veterans. So I guess I'll still take it. I'm just kidding, veterans. I like you. It's everybody else that I don't like. People that profit off you and
don't explore
NFL.
It.
Blah, blah, blah.
Continuing on.
Yeah, but the type of stuff is called Delta 8. And I picked it up just down the street yesterday because we're right down the street from Planet K.
Yeah.
I'm more of a gas pipe guy.
So you can buy this
at the
store.
Yeah.
At Planet K.
It's legal.
It's OTC, over the counter. Actually, I had to ask the guy to get out of the case. But
over the case.
Out OOTC.
But yeah, it's not.
TC.
As far as I can tell, it's not illegal. It's you can
right.
sell
that. As far as you can tell.
It might be, you know, when you go to your poker places that are somehow not gambling, like this is somehow not weed. So I think the laws haven't caught up maybe.
Well, here, I'll tell you about the poker places. It's a lie. Okay, they're just lying.
But I tried it. Yeah, so I got, this is, what is this? he offered me, he's like, hey, we have 20 milligrams individual little gummies, or I can give you this thing for 25. And I was like, well, absolutely give me the higher one. Give
the
me the
more
25.
Milligrams.
Okay. So this is 25 milligrams Delta 8 gummies. I took it yesterday, and it doesn't get you high. So not what I'm looking for. I'm trying to quiet the voices in my head.
Uh-huh.
But all the other stuff, the feeling good, I would say it's a good body high maybe. But yeah, like I just remember I took it after work, got home, ate lunch, and then I was like, you know, I just feel good. Just feeling
okay.
Is this a placebo effect, do you think?
Well, because I didn't realize it. I totally was I'm waiting for me to feel high. And so the other thing, it took me a while to realize, that's what you're feeling, the effects of these Delta 8 gummies.
Right.
Because you feel good. I just was talking to the room lord, just talking his ear off, just having a little pep. It was almost like being like that same kind of energy you get from a squeeze.com juice cleanse. Almost, but not quite.
If we're just going to jam plugs in here, uh-huh. I was going to say, isn't this what you're describing is CBD, right? It's all the things, the good principles without being high.
Well, see, okay, that's what I understand, because it says right here, 0 mg CBD. So
it doesn't even have CBD. It's just sugar.
I think it's the same kind of chemicals having given those same kind of effects. Like when you do your CBD stuff, what they're proposing is what this is doing. Which is it helps you, you know, deal with anxiety and depression,
right?
Perhaps. Maybe I'm not a lawyer.
I've had this what is it, ecstasy 8?
Delta 8. If you had ecstasy 8, that's something totally different.
There's no X's involved for some reason. I felt like there was an X involved. I've had this because a couple of months ago when I wasn't sleeping good, a friend gave me this and said, these are legal weed gummies. And I was like, that's not a thing. That does not exist.
And it's not melatonin.
Right.
Yeah, melatonin.
That's how it was pitched to me. It's like weed, but it's legal. I'm like, no, this is not.
And
no.
this was
like
before.
Weed. But it's good.
I was, got into the CBD peddling game. Mm-hmm. Caliper CBD. Use the promo code JasonDick, one word.
I have to dump this blatant
Or else I'm going to get fired soon, guys. For real. I'm making no leads here. Caliper CBD. Promo code JasonDick, one word. Somebody gave it to me with these, hey, this will help you sleep better. And it did. But I will tell you that I thought that I was getting high. I would fall asleep and I'd wake up a little while later and I'd be like, oh, my face feels funny. Now, it might have just been I was sleeping so good that I slept on my face for too long. And then
it just went numb.
There was no blood in my face for a few seconds when I woke up. I don't know, but I thought that those things, I felt like I was getting high.
Did you get any lucid dreams? Because I know that
no,
can sometimes.
Not that I remember. The melatonin will mess up my dreams,
sweat
something
dreams.
Awful. That's why I try to avoid that stuff because that is like nightmare fuel for me.
Now, even with normal THC edibles, with the candies and the cookies, I feel like it takes a lot to get me. Like, I've built up a hell of a tolerance over all these years. Mm-hmm. So it could just be that maybe these do give you that kind of thing. That's what people that recommend it, I try this, are like, it'll do that.
If they're selling it at the store, it can't be. Okay?
No, nothing, if it says it's like this, it doesn't mean that it is that thing.
Look,
because
you go
it's only
to the
like
gas station,
it.
You buy that powder that's right there by the register with Tiger on it. That's basically meth, okay? That's basically meth. That's why it's right there.
I don't know.
I have not tried either, I'll be honest, so I can't compare. Yeah.
The little rose in a little bulb thing,
right.
That's what you're looking at crack. Sorry.
So is it
socks are for huffing paint?
Is this a positive review or no? Or how many?
What's the flavor?
How
profile?
Many leafs out of 420 do you give it?
Yeah.
I will put it on a scale of 398 out of 420.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Again, that's pretty good.
If you are looking for all of the positive effects of medical marijuana that everybody tells you is why we're legalizing these things because you want to deal with anxiety, this is perfect for you because I got all that.
But you want the other parts as well.
If you just want like to waste 4 hours on Wikipedia. Not quite what I'm looking for.
New friend Emily with us today. Nick was just a moment ago discussing a new... Is it drugs? I guess it's drugs, right?
Well, I mean, the Tylenol that you bought at CVS was
drugs.
Right. That's drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to take the stigma off
that's
the
right.
word. Sell drugs.
It is a drug.
Yeah.
Got to say it confidently.
Davis,
I used to work for a place that they were trying to be the Wikipedia of prescription medicine. Like, you could just go look up your whatever it was, and they would tell you all the side effects and everything.
Oh, okay.
And they had a policy that we never said drugs. We said medication.
Ah,
so that's what I do with my weed.
Davis the Door Guy says, from what I understand, the way it works, Texas law outlines and specifically calls out Delta-9 THC structure as the drug they outlawed. Delta-8 is a structure that's been discovered and produced due to the giant booming research industry in every other state. That's what these are called, Delta-8, because it's THC number 8, if you will. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah.
And THC number 9 is the one that you smoke and get all goofy with your friends.
Basically, that's the no-no one.
Yeah. If you want to be a burnout, kids, do the 9.
Some super stoned amateur chemist went and like took THC, broke off a little piece, and said to the government, can we sell it now? And that's what this is.
And they're like, I don't know.
They said, it's close enough.
The person who gave me these.
I also tweeted it out at Nick Mouth if you guys want to see the bottle and everything. Oh, I don't know why.
You didn't want to do it from our account in case it's.
I retweeted it from our account. I'm trying to
get some followers.
He wants
the followers.
Tell me about your process.
Let me get a taste, Daddy.
All right.
That sounded weird.
Yeah, the person who gave me the sampling of the, what are the, Delta 8, who I'm trying to keep anonymous. You'll never figure out who it is because I don't know if any. I said, do you think that this gets you high? And she said, I think it makes me feel high without being high, if that makes sense.
That makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense after trying these.
The good feelings without feeling as dumb. Which that is my number one complaint about marijuana all the time is that it just makes me go and this is why I can't take drugs, guys. When I take drugs, I want to feel like I can rule the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why the ones that make you feel that way, I'd be getting real trouble with those.
Especially if this is how you feel normally, of just as far as like I can rule the world, like I'm Jason Dick, radio superstar, praise me. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine you on like performance enhancing drugs that would increase that.
That'd be scary.
It's too much.
That's like taking off all your clothes, running down the freeway kind of excitement.
I am a Jedi.
Our guy Justin Furstenfeld says, those are called bath salts, boys. You get so high, you'll chew your face off.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't mess with those things, man. This does bring up a dumb question amnesty that Nick and I have been bouncing off each other for a couple of weeks now. When you do...
Does the beat drop in?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the CBD peddling world now. Caliper, try caliper.com/... I should know the thing. This is why I got no leads, man. Tell them Jason...
You got no leads.
No
tell
sales.
Them Jason Dick sent you. The idea is that you get the positive effects, but without any of the THC, without the high feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
you smoke marijuana the traditional illegal way, are you getting all the CBDs? Do you still get all the CBD?
Is every C, B, and D there?
I see now you can get the CBD without the THC.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you get the THC without the CBD? CBD? Why would you want it? I don't know, but I'm just trying to tell me about your process.
Just
trying
here,
to figure out how it.
It
works.
Where do they get the CBDs from?
Trycaliper.com/Jason Dick.
Yes. Yes. And they get it from weed.
Find a goddamn copy here.
It's Trycaliper. Caliper with a P.
Yeah. They get it from what?
Well, they get it from weed. Like all CBD and THC come from the cannabis plant. Mm-hmm. I don't know which part it is, if it's a different part that has the CBDs that you got to shake out. But all of this comes from weed. So, yes, when you are smoking traditional marijuana, doobies, grass.
But you
are getting CBDs.
You can take the CBD out. You can extract that from the weed.
Yeah.
But you can't. Why would you? If you do the weed, you get
the
CBD.
I usually do it with flame.
You could take the CBD out of THC, but not the THC out of CBD.
Trycaliper.com/Jason Dick. There. Jesus.
There you go.
I am the worst endorser
ever. You did it.
I tell you what, Vegas has. Maybe did they have it last time I was there, but this is my first time partaking, and I gotta knock this off. They have dispensaries there now. They have legal weed in Las Vegas, sort of, because, I mean, it's legal, I went into a store. I said, hey, give me some of those gummy type things, sir. And he gave them to me. And then I tried to take them into the casino that I was, the hotel that I was staying at. They're like, that's not allowed here.
What?
Yeah.
What? They just want you to do it on the street?
I was like, if I have to do all
it. Street gummies.
I was like, this is 3 or 4 days worth. I actually like a month's worth for me because I took it the first night. I don't know how you weed people do it. All right. I was, it wrecked me. Okay. I bought 10 pieces of this stuff. I made it through 2.5. 2.5 in 3 days there because I could not maintain.
So the alcohol brownie did not help with your tolerance.
No, see that. Yeah, that's why I say I gotta knock this off because it was just, was that a week ago? I don't know what is time now, but that I accidentally, I thought I was eating just a alcohol infused brownie, but apparently there was weed in it. And yeah, same thing. Just like 8 hours of my life, I'm just like, well, what's happening around here?
You know what
man?
You should do? You should just have them bring out one of their gummies and just like let you lick it, and that'll get you through the entire weekend.
I feel like if I could just huff the thing. And,
yeah,
and
just smell it. Open up the container, the bottle.
That
and just
might get me to where I was going because, yeah, it was the first night. I was like, all right, well. Oh, so I bought the stuff, and then I'm just walking into the casino, reading the instructions, like reading the back of it. And
such an amateur.
Well, that's
such a rookie.
I didn't know that I was supposed to be. I thought we existed in weed is legal land.
I mean,
here.
In your defense, if that happened to me, I would not consider it. I walk in and he'd be like, hey, we don't allow them. I'd be like, yeah, right. You're Las Vegas.
I was
you
seriously, I was like, hang on.
There's a hooker right over there, sir, and I can't bring this gummy in here.
You could bring the hooker in, but not the gummies.
But yeah, the
get the hooker to smuggle the gummies.
Security guy stopped
get her
me
in trouble.
And was like, sir, you can't bring that in here. And now I'm like, you don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Were
like,
you what just is flaunting it around?
Yes, I was. Well,
you're
I mean,
saying,
I was,
hey guys,
I
look.
Was just, I was reading the I was reading the label. I was like, how much of this is going to make me freak out? And apparently I took that amount. He told me that it was not allowed in there. And he kind of gave me the, like, you know, wink, wink, like, hey, go outside, put it in your pocket. Don't come in so obvious about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to just go throw this out on the street? And so, no, I had to walk out, go to another entrance, just come in with it stuffed down my pants. then eventually eat one piece of it and decide, oh my God, what has happened in my life? I tell you what, I don't know. Don't some people say like you know, you do that and you have some sort of spiritual experience. It changes you forever sort of thing.
Usually it's something stronger like peyote or you ayahuasca. I mean, I guess you could.
You don't do
that.
You don't
strong.
Have that experience with weed gummies.
I mean, it changes my life every day.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, it changed me in this way. I was never a person who would eat $36 worth of mini bar snacks in one night.
That's how it changed you. Yes.
But yes, I ate all of the random pretzel bites and just ridiculously overpriced $9 snacks that are in the mini bar.
When did this happen? What night?
Friday night.
Okay, because I
Friday
I just,
night, Saturday morning.
On Saturday, I just had this weird feeling that I should text you weight check. Because of our weight loss bet, like I felt that I was like Jason's in Vegas. I can just feel him getting fatter, and yeah, it was that mini bar.
Well, 257 as of yesterday morning, which is way too high, but
yes.
it's not anywhere near.
I could trick you into gaining 23 pounds easy.
Just send him back
me,
to Vegas.
Trick me into
trick him.
I'll hide it some gluten in Emily's cheese. And
it's like you've seen Mean Girls, right? They do that in Mean Girls.
Yeah, with the protein bars.
I'm telling you though, $36 worth of mini bar snacks is not a lot.
No,
okay,
it's not
a whole lot of food. It's an unbelievably manageable amount of food
for
$36.
It's like half a bag of M&Ms and the left Twix.
Yeah. But I bet High Jason didn't care. High Jason does not care about the price of anything. He's like, oh, that left Twix? Oh, that's going to taste so good right now.
He does not. He is very irresponsible with his money. Hi, Jason.
Did you go gamble like that?
I mean, did I go gamble? I was gambling the entire time. I mean, I'm playing poker.
But, you're gambling with your life the entire time in Vegas.
Do you describe this going to Vegas as a business trip because you're serious, Jason? You're there to do work at the tables, make some money. You eat healthier. Even before you lost all the weight. That's
sometimes,
you'd go, they had the special salad place that you would get your salad tossed the way you liked it.
Excuse me?
And yeah, like you would almost enter a training mode when you're in Vegas.
I went to the gym all 3 mornings that I was there.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm proud of you. I don't know why he's laughing.
It's funny.
Just you sitting there just high on a treadmill in a Las Vegas hotel gym.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.